Hey, how's it going?
Hello. It's going all right, man.
Welcome. Welcome
Yeah,
to you,
we're back here.
and welcome to everybody else to a Salem Station off season. Unfortunately, our grand leader, our supreme leader, has suffered a tragic incident. He was
Yeah, poor Robert.
he was split in half. Trying to marathon run down an active highway. We miss him dearly.
Yeah, it wasn't a smart idea, but he really wanted to do it.
We're just waiting
And
for him to
I
respawn, you know. He'll pop in
yeah.
eventually. What's that one book say? The Gibble, 3 days, rise again. He'll be back eventually, I think.
Oh yeah. He's gonna push a big rock somewhere or
Yeah.
something.
Keep getting messages from beyond the
Or is
grave.
that Sisyphus? I don't remember. But
Something
yeah.
about some BC town called BC.
He'll be back.
So somewhere. But yeah, so this is a very even less formal version of the show. Welcome. No, we don't do intros here.
Yeah.
We just talk.
That is the intro.
That
That
is the intro.
talking, that conversation was the intro. Yeah.
Indeed. So, Enrique, I brought you here
Yes,
to talk
sir.
about monkeys. What are your general feelings
Ooh.
about monkeys? Apes, I should be specific.
Apes, monkeys, I kind of like them both. They're pretty cool. They're cool little guys, you know? They got opposable thumbs. That's
They're not
pretty
all little
cool.
guys.
They can do a lot.
Some of them are
They're not all little guys. You are
quite
very
big
true.
guys. Some of them
Very
are
right, very right.
quite big guys. So,
Yeah.
just to be clear, on this podcast, we'll be focusing on things that aren't necessarily horror focused, kind of horror adjacent. I would definitely say
Yeah.
this, what we're going to talk about today is horror adjacent, maybe more in the real sense or not. We're going to be talking about Planet of the
Yeah.
Apes today. So, Enrique.
Yeah, not inherently horror, but horrific, potentially.
Well, I mean, the original movie was kind of meant to be. I mean, it was based off a novel, and it kind of is that. It definitely does have that horror element that
Like a
modern
sci-fi horror.
adapted, yeah, like a sci-fi horror that modern adaptations don't really have. Enrique, have you seen the original Planet of the Apes? It was made in around 1968.
I can't say that I have. No, I have not.
But you know roughly
Never seen
about
it.
it, right? I mean, I think everybody knows that classic scene of the guy kneeling in front of Statue of Liberty, going, "You animals! You animals!" I think everybody kind of
You
knows that
actually
scene.
did it.
You actually
Something like
did it,
that. Yeah.
yeah. So, I
Yes.
mean, that's been meme to high hell. I think Family Guy probably did a. I think every movie has done like everybody's made fun of
I'm
that
sure
scene.
it's referenced a lot,
A
yeah.
ridiculous amount. Do you know? So you don't know the premise of the original movie.
I do actually happen to
You
know the general
do? Oh,
premise,
really?
but yeah. You want me to elaborate a
Yeah. Why
little?
don't you elaborate?
Just
Why don't you
kind of
elaborate?
talk about what I know. All right, so as far as I know, the movie starts off with astronauts, I believe, either in space or going into space. They stumble upon some planet. It seems unfamiliar to them. They either land or crash land onto the planet, and they go about exploring said planet. It seems pretty alien, until I don't know what it exactly it is that triggers it, but they realize that this is actually Earth, many, many years into the future, and the dominant species on the planet is now super intelligent apes somehow. Not exactly sure how that happened, but that is what I remember
Yeah,
of the plot of the movie.
that's I mean that's pretty much it. So
Yeah.
they're in hibernation, deep hibernation in space, and they wake up
Makes sense.
hundreds of thousands of years.
I think it's supposed to be mission to Mars or something.
Something like that. I'm not sure exactly what the mission was. It was just kind of go into space and figure it out, I suppose. But it was around 2,000 years. Reading here, it's long time. Specifically 2,006 years. I'm not sure why, but the additional six is in there, and they are supposedly 300 light years from their original solar system. They land on a planet that seems alien at first. It's kind of seems very primitive, and as you mentioned, yeah, they encounter super smart monkeys that try and take them prisoner, and, you know, shenanigans ensue. And the monkeys have basically their version of civilization, ape law, as it's called. Mm-hmm. They discover, and they slowly begin to discover that this is actually, in fact, Earth. When they finally, near the end of the movie, I believe it's the final shot in the movie, actually, they find the Statue of Liberty. Finally,
that's when they realize.
Yeah, so that iconic scene is the end of the movie where they finally realize that this is in fact Earth. It's hinted at a lot throughout the movie, but that's when it's finally revealed that this is a post-nuclear apocalyptic war where apes, being the only living. The only creatures living, I suppose, with enough smarts to actually get by. Yeah, somehow. It doesn't make too much sense. I would assume those fuckers would get blown to high hell as well as all of us. but they make their own society. So in the original version, and I believe in the original novel, they evolve to take the place of humans. So it's a very different interpretation. Well, I mean, it's not an interpretation. It is from the book. It's based off the book. So it's kind of the original story.
Right.
Now, we switch over to the current Planet of the Apes, which I believe the...
Before we do that, I just want to briefly mention that the original Planet of the Apes movie has a lot of sequels. I don't know the plots or premises to any of those, but there's a lot of them.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Oh my God. You made me choke. Yeah, I was going to laugh. Yes, there's a reason why I'm skipping forward. There is an obscene amount of sequels.
I mean, I'm sure they try to explain all the questions that we'd have after watching the original.
Yeah.
Don't know how good of a job they do at
actually
doing that. They're
so bad. They're all so bad. Like, it's just so bad. I think the only one that's halfway decent is Escape from the Planet of the Apes, and that's only because I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
I've only ever seen the first one. Maybe we'll go back and do an in-depth review. But, yeah, you're right. There is a lot of them, and there is a very good reason why we're skipping all of those and skipping to the modern-day interpretation of it.
A remake, one might say.
Yeah, they're remakes. They're full remakes. The story is vastly, vastly different. I'm sure you've seen most of them.
I've seen all of them, actually.
You have seen all of them. So have I. I actually very much enjoy these movies. I have watched all of them twice through, and I am still excited to see the newest one. I haven't seen it quite yet, but I'm excited to see it.
Hmm.
As many people may know, or as many people may not know, the origin of the monkeys in this film are basically, there is a drug drug trial that is focused on curing Alzheimer's and similar...
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And similar diseases in which the human brain degenerates. And our main character, I forget his name, it doesn't really matter, he dies anyways.
James Franco, I think, is the character's name.
James... wait, what? Really?
No, that's the actor, but...
Oh yeah, I was like, wait a second.
James Franco.
We'll just call him Mr. Franco. Mr. Franco is working as a scientist on this, as his father has Alzheimer's, and he's looking for a way to save his father that horrible, horrible fate. And he works with a monkey called Caesar. He names Caesar. And this monkey very quickly becomes a pivotal character in the story. Long story short, they inject the little monkey with this serum and find it very quickly. There is a scientific explanation.
It basically, I think, creates neurons.
Yeah, it creates neurons and synapses.
Makes the creation of neurons exponential in a way that
forms more
just makes
neural
you smarter,
pathways.
Basically, heightened intelligence.
Yeah, so it essentially takes this chimp. He was quite young. And brings his intelligence up to, you know, maybe a small child, and then a teenager, ultimately the level of an adult, although that occurs much later. So they're like, oh shit, it's working, let's give it to everybody, right? Well, not everybody, but they try it on his father. I think he wasn't supposed to, right? Like, he stole it?
Yeah, he stole it.
He wasn't supposed to, but he figured, hey, it's working, why wouldn't we try it? And this is a very important lesson on clinical trials and why we do it. Just because it works on one type of body does not mean it's going to work on another. Very quickly, his father seems
very
to be
much
recovering.
So.
His father seems to be recovering, you know. He gets his smarts back. There's that scene of him playing the piano. He's like, son, I can play again. Oh, also, I remember you're my son. That's pretty cool. But then very quickly after that, his father starts to degrade mentally even faster than before, to the point where he is, well, I mean, to the point that he fucking dies.
he basically succumbs to the illness.
Yeah, so apparently in humans, while you get super, super smart initially, within, God, what was it, like less than a month? It was very quick in the movie.
It's a short period of time.
It's a very short period of time. You essentially get to a point where you crash off a cliff and you die. It's just too much for the brain to handle. Because it's essentially cancer in the brain. It overdevelops neurons and gets to the point where it's just too much for the brain. But in monkeys, they just keep getting smarter. So it's a very interesting kind of idea. In that, originally, it was humans taking themselves out. And this was in the 1960s. So this is, it's very kind of representative of the fears at the time. And then, you know, moving on to the modern adaptations, which, when was the first Planet of the Apes? It was in 2011. So 2011, this idea of, oh, we take, well, I mean, in both ways, we kind of take ourselves out, huh? Huh.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's just different means of going about it, but
different means of going about it. We always find a way to take ourselves out. But this idea that it's more of a direct cause, like we made our replacements. And very quickly, it spreads around the apes. They get smarter and smarter. People around them get sicker and sicker and die. And monkeys escape.
It turns into a full-on pandemic, basically.
It does turn into a pandemic, which is very, looking back, very easy to see how that could have happened. Eventually, you know, in the next movie, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, it's discovered that many, many humans have begun to die. The monkeys have formed their own coalitions. They learn how to use fucking guns, which is, it's over. Mm-hmm. Once a monkey learns how to use a fucking rifle, it's over. Like, what are you gonna do, you know? And they got horses now, because horses are fucking traitors, and they don't care who rides them, apparently.
There's not a lot scarier than a super smart monkey with an assault rifle.
Yeah,
pretty dang scary.
Going into that, I would argue this is probably one of the scariest concepts, you know, because all this to say is just how fucking terrifying are monkeys?
Yeah.
That's what this all
pretty
leads
spooky.
Into.
I mean,
how spooky.
There's a very spooky monkey in particular in this movie, if you remember Koba.
Koba, yes, the
lab
evil
chimp.
Monkey.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I mean, it makes sense there are bad people. There would be bad monkeys. They form their own racism. That's pretty cool. Monkey better than human. So I guess I guess anytime something gets smart, it just automatically goes to racism, which I guess makes sense in its own evolutionary way. Yeah. But it is very interesting to see how do you think that would play out in real life? Like ignore the sickness from it, because everybody who got into physical contact with these monkeys eventually died, save for a few people that were functionally immune to the disease.
Right, over time.
Over time, and I think the new one, the Kingdom on the Planet of the Apes, those people are immune to the disease or are starting to adapt to it.
But that's true.
But do you think we could coexist with smart chimpanzees? Like, if one day we woke up and there was a council of chimpanzees that strolled out of the I don't know where the fuck they live. Amazon? Where do chimps live? Specifically chimpanzees. And they come from Africa, I'm pretty sure.
Rainforests.
Rainforests, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's many a chimp in South America. I could be wrong, though. But, yeah, no. I think mostly overseas in Africa, probably.
Well, what do you think would happen? Like, how would it react? Like, it's pretty widely accepted that Homo sapiens, which is what you are and what I am and what everybody listening to this now and many, many years into the future will be, we basically hunted and fucked all the other species of humans out of existence. So we either killed them on site, or we integrate,
or outlive them.
Or outlive them.
Or
yes.
That, yes.
Or just straight up had kids with them and interbred with them and eventually absorb them into the gene pool, which is what many people believe happened to the Neanderthals, which is why some people actually have a sizable portion of Neanderthal DNA, despite being considered we are all Homo sapiens. Specifically, Homo erectus is what I believe we are, because we were the only human species to like truly stand on two legs. I could be wrong. I'm not a paleontologist.
Yeah, for a prolonged period of time, I think.
Yeah, which as, like, I don't think anybody realized
our predominant means of standing. Yeah,
as transportation, as moving, which I don't think anybody realizes how fucking OP that is. How there's a reason why we're the only creatures that can do that. It is OP as hell. Being able to walk around while keeping your hands free, it gives us the ability to use tools to run. Running, we are creatures of endurance. We used to hunt mammoths and all these creatures by just running for fucking days. We didn't need to be strong. We would just fucking run until it collapsed and then poke it with a bunch of sharp sticks we made, and then boom, you got meat.
Yep.
Was it efficient? Eh, but fuck, it worked. Holy shit, did it work. And that's the difference between chimps. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Oh, I was just gonna say, going back to your original question. Yeah, I don't think the chimps would bode well in our modern day and age. I think humans have too high a perception of themselves. You know, the majority of humans would probably just see even super intelligent chimps as just chimps.
That is true.
And I don't know, their intelligence might pose a threat to everything we've built. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people on the chimp side, which, I mean, I might be right there with them, you know. I don't think any species should go completely extinct. I don't think that's cool. I mean, for the most part, but...
It almost sounds real like, but if they get out of line, like, it almost sounds like
I just don't... There are certain species of animals that I don't like. Like mosquitoes and cockroaches. I could do without those, but...
That's fair.
But yeah, fair. I don't know. I don't think they're going to have a good time with chimps.
Probably not.
I think humans would much rather get rid of them than go through the effort of integrating.
That is
or
true.
Coexisting, rather.
But that kind of goes against... That kind of goes, like, what about refugees? What about other people? Is we focus
yeah,
on
but I think we'd still cultures. See them as less than human... We'd still see them as less than human, and that's the big thing, I think.
I don't know, man. I see a lot of people fucking feeling bad for AI. Like if you talk to a lot of people, like if you curse at Siri, like they feel bad. It's not human.
Do they though? I mean,
a surprising amount of people will not curse at like Siri or Google because it makes them feel bad that they're treating something that is kind of human.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like they'd have a shot at least to not be completely annihilated.
Maybe. You could be right, but I think the majority of people that think like that are younger. And that's unfortunately fair. The majority of people in power in this country are fucking old as shit. So
racist.
You know, they got really different ways of thinking. Yeah.
But just God.
So yeah.
It's just it is incredibly interesting to think about. Because they're
not to mention if one of them picks up a gun, like that's it. That's over for them.
That's
we're gonna kill him ASAP. Immediately.
He's got a gun. Just fucking immediately. But that's the other thing is that evolutionarily the different, like have you seen that picture of the hairless chimp?
The super ripped.
Yeah.
Muscular one?
Just fucking
muscle. I think I have, yeah.
Just fucking ripped. Chimps are so much smaller than we are, and they're so strong. They're fucking
ridiculously
strong. Like, imagine, like, you get into a fucking bar fight with one of those guys? Game over. The only thing keeping humans as the number one is guns. You take away our guns? I don't know, man. Yeah. We become prey pretty fucking
sounds about
quickly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like the monkeys, like in the movies, you see them like one handing assault rifles, which there's not a human that can really do that. But I mean, they could be OP. Imagine them in the trees, just fucking swinging from branch to branch, shooting down with an AK.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious. I was like, what makes these creatures that are so different? Or so similar yet so different than us. Why can they rip open a car door and weigh only 100-something pounds? Meanwhile, my fat ass can barely lift up a heavy table. What's the difference? Apparently, so monkeys, apes, most creatures actually evolved muscles in a different way than we did. And it's actually taken a ridiculously long, like, huge amount of research into this. But basically, humans also have this. Most animals have this. There's two kinds of muscles. There's fast twitch muscles and slow twitch muscles. Humans have a huge amount of slow twitch muscle. What is a slow twitch muscle? It is essentially muscle fibers that are slower to react. But they're able to, because they're slower, they're more for endurance. They can't lift as much as a fast twitch muscle, but they can keep going and going. These are the muscles that you find people that do life in hard labor. You see somebody who may not be super ripped, but they're like insanely strong, and they can go all day, like construction workers. They don't look fit, but they can go all day. They have a lot of slower twitch muscles. So these are muscles that you may not be able to lift a world record amount of weight, but you can lift a good amount of weight for a very long time. And this is primarily what allowed us to dominate other creatures through endurance. So these are the muscles in our legs that allow us to just keep running and running and running without really getting tired. The other is fast twitch muscle. So the people that go for like the super big jack guys that go for max weight, just fucking lift a car. Those are fast twitch muscle fibers. So those are the ones that twitch really fast, and they're meant for, they won't last very long. They're only good for like a couple big lifts, but essentially they give you that huge burst of strength all at once. So it's great for like taking off and, you know, lifting a huge amount of weight really quickly. The issue is that they don't last very long. Very quickly, they run out of steam. So, apes have a lot more of these fast twitch fibers. And a lot of animals actually primarily have these fast twitch fibers. So that's why these animals that we see, although they're smaller, have this ridiculous amount of strength. Because they're not always ripping open a car door. They're not always doing these things, you know? But when they do it, they kind of like, oh shit, I need to do this, you know? Like humans, it's we evolved with endurance. So we evolved being able to hunt things down. Meanwhile, these guys, you know, swinging from tree to tree, whatever, and then they take a nap for half the day. So, you know, it's like, it's not that big a deal for them. But just like...
Right, I mean, there's that meme that occasionally gets circulated around. It's like, chimps are this buff already. Like, imagine if they started hitting the gym.
Yeah, imagine like this. I love that meme. But I mean, they basically are just like every day swinging in the trees.
Yeah, doing just shit. Doing everyday stuff. Yeah,
they're doing everyday stuff. Like they just
living their lives.
That. Yeah, just living that life. Living that life. You know, it's like imagine if you had to fucking swing a tree to get to work every day, and if you were hungry, you go hunt something, motherfucker. Like that's like they don't need the gym. The gym. The only reason humans have gyms is to replicate what
they
we
live
used
the
to
gym.
Do. They live the gym, bro. They live that life, you know? But all this to say
is...
It's just how fucking scary is that? That a chimp... Oh, not only that, but they have more muscle fibers than us. So if you have the same amount of muscle, so like in a given size as a human and an ape, typically by...
It's still not comparable.
It's not comparable because typically they have about a factor of 1.35... So they'll have a factor of 1.35 or roughly 35% more.
Yeah, that'll add up.
It adds up. That's a lot of muscle. And they have access to a lot more of that than we do because their bodies are built for that strength. So humans, I mean, you've heard the story, right? The mom lifts the car off the kid, saving her life. What they don't tell you is that mom broke a lot of bones. At any given time, you only really have access to 50% of your strength. The reason is if you use more than that, your muscles very quickly snap your fucking bones in half or rip ligaments.
Ooh, yikes.
So if you need it, hey, I'd rather have a broken leg than die. So that's your brain's just like, yeah, fuck it. Fucking let her have it. Monkeys, however...
That makes sense.
Monkeys, however, and other creatures, they are built with these fast twitch muscles. They are built, able to use more of their strength. So not only do they have more strength, they're able to access even more of that than we are. Which is terrifying.
That's a very scary thought.
So just think about that next time you're at the zoo making fun of the chimp. If that fucker gets free, he's going straight for your face.
Yeah, that is what they do.
That is very much what they do.
Numerous accounts of that happening in real life and in fiction.
Yeah, and then if you smile at them, that's a sign of aggression. Also remember that. Please don't smile at chimps.
Don't bare your teeth.
Don't
do that. Yeah.
We're actually very, as humans, it's very interesting. A lot of the things we do to convey happiness, like smiling, baring our teeth, you know, those are signs, like staring each other in the eyes. Those are signs of aggression in all other animals.
They really are, yeah.
So, yeah, no.
They're social skills to us.
They're social skills to us. Yeah, that monkey doesn't like you. He wants to rip your fucking balls out and shove them down your throat. But just imagine these creatures... That their whole evolutionary purpose is to be as strong as fucking possible and just like fucking, you know, swing in the trees and just imagine if they were just a little bit smarter. Like if there was this disease, like how terrifying is that? Not only, I mean, we all lived through a pandemic. We all saw how scary that was, right? Being trapped, not being able to be around your friends and family, people dying. Now add on top of that, monkeys running around in the streets ready to fucking gang stalk you or beat your ass if they find you. Like how scary is that? Like really? Like really? That's fucking, I remember watching this movie and being fucking terrified.
I mean, it is kind of a miracle that any human survived that.
Honestly, that mix
of events, a domino effect of just catastrophe.
And the only reason we survived was because we had guns. They had guns and they were able to defend themselves somewhat. But then the monkeys found guns. And
just happened to be a little smarter and have, you know, we had already put the work in.
Yeah.
All the infrastructure and everything.
Ultimately, these guys are redeveloping... society. We have the advantage of thousands of years of society to work off of. But I mean, also the idea that this didn't just infect chimpanzees, gorillas. Gorillas are fucking terrifying. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen a gorilla? Have you seen one in person?
I have. Yeah.
They're fucking
I'm always
terrifying.
Astounded by how fast they move.
They're extraordinarily fast.
Enormous amount of mass. Yeah, they're very fast, large creatures.
And they're able to climb so easily. Like, they just fucking, like, dude, I can barely do monkey bars without fucking... without fucking coughing up a lung. These guys, I saw one climb, like, 20 feet in the air, and he's just like, hey, howdy doody. And he just sat up there. Yeah. Just stared at us. But it's just, like...
wild.
The fact that we live around these creatures... And that the fact that that's even a possibility is one day they get smarter. It's like, it's just insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, you might, God, yeah, it just amazes me that we live with the animal. Like, have you ever thought about?
I mean, that's why we put a lot of them in cages. I think.
I always feel bad, but yeah, it's like you're in there for a reason, bud. But even like the animals that we don't put in cages, like dogs, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, do you honestly think you could take, like, you know my dog, you know my husky, I have huskies.
Yes.
And my biggest, guy, his name's Rex, he's the sweetest fucking dog. I love that dog. He's 80 pounds, and when he's standing on his back legs, he can almost look me in the eye, and I'm 5'9". He's a big dog. He has big teeth. Mm-hmm. If one day Rex woke up and decided, I'm not your fucking dog anymore, there's not a goddamn thing I can do about it. He's just fucking... He's
not
just
barehanded, I don't think, no.
No. Like, it's just amazing to me, these creatures. Like, yeah, do you think you could...
I don't think there's a lot of people that would be able to do anything against something like that.
No. Like, we just let them in our homes. We just, like, we feed them. We actively hunt them out. But it's just this idea, like, why aren't we afraid of them? Because they don't look like us. Because they're cute. Because we evolve together. I guess that helps, too. But... you know, but the second something looks even remotely human, we freak the fuck out on it.
I guess that's instantly terrifying.
Yeah, it's that idea of a uncanny valley. It's like the closer something gets to looking human, but not quite there, it's we fucking fear it. It's just like, man.
Yeah, I think our brains are like naturally, instinctively programmed to kind of like associate anything that looks like us with higher intelligence too, maybe, which... like, just outright, like we've been saying, it's scary. Yeah.
Which, I mean...
yeah, that too.
It makes sense. Like, dogs, if you don't socialize them, they're automatically aggressive towards other dogs. A lot of animals are basically on-site with themselves, so it makes sense for us to be on-site with anything that looks... anything even remotely like us. But, like...
yeah.
Jeez. So, Enrico, all that to ask... What is the biggest... form of primate do you think you could take in a fight? Barehanded.
Definitely not chimpanzees.
Chimp hell no. Off the table. No, no way. I don't think there's a human alive that can take a chimp.
Maybe like a spider monkey. And even then, I think it'd be a pretty even fight.
I don't know. Yeah, dude, they got teeth.
Those things got long limbs. Not to mention their teeth.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they will bite, dude. They will bite and they won't let go.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think.
Yeah. Maybe a spider monkey. I don't think I could realistically beat anything bigger than that.
How big is a spider monkey? Let's look this up. Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute. Bro, you could totally grab that tail, dude. Like, you just grab a hold of that tail and just fucking...
yeah, but what if he just spins around and, like, starts throttling you? Like,
oh, my God. What can you do against that? Oh, my God, it's prehensile. It could grab you, dude. It could just fucking... my God. Dude,
I don't know how big they get, but... they have an average weight of 24 pounds, so... you know, they're not that big.
Not that big. I'm a little bigger than my dogs. I'm trying to find them on Wikipedia.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm picturing it now, and that thing would just be crawling all over me. I don't think I'd be able to get a good grip on it.
What the fuck?
Wow. You learn something new every day.
And that's what we're here. That's what we're here for at Salem Station off season. Cultural depictions? Bro, I just want to learn how fucking big these guys get. Does it say how big they get? 2 feet tall? They get 2 feet tall? Dude, that's not small.
It's not small. It's not But it's also not that big, you know? Maybe I can take on something bigger. I don't know. I think I'm pretty capable.
What's a medium-sized
push comes monkey? To shove.
Medium-sized monkey. And yes, we know there's a difference between monkey, primate, ape. We don't care. It's fine. It's all the same for us right now.
The terms are interchangeable here.
Yeah, monkey right. For this specifically, yeah. You think you could take a baboon? Yeah. I don't think I could take a baboon.
Oh, no, no, no. Have you seen their teeth?
Oh, my God, I don't think I could take a baboon. And the way they scream? God. Even the scream alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28 inches tall.
I don't think I could take a baboon.
They can weigh 82 pounds?
Yeah, no, definitely
what
not.
What the fuck? Dude. Oh my God, yeah, no way in hell. Dude, how scary is that? God, imagine living with that, with these guys, like, smart enough to hunt you down. God.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be scary.
The smallest...
Maybe like a gibbon. Look up a gibbon.
A gibbon?
I think maybe I could take a gibbon.
Oh, it's so cute, though. Oh my God. Oh, but I know it would kill me if I wanted to.
I think I could take one of those. I haven't seen their teeth, mind you, but I think I could take it.
They could swing from branch to branch at 34 miles an hour? Holy shit.
That is fast.
That's fast. Wait, what's the fastest? What's that? Usain Bolt. Fastest speed.
Oh, I thought you were Googling what's the Usain Bolt of apes.
No, I mean, apparently him. Holy Googling. Shit. 27.8 miles an hour is the fastest reported speed for a human. He can swim. Dude, you can't outrun this. You can't outrun this guy. Oh my God. Maybe one of them. How big do they get? They're apes. They're considered apes, not monkeys. Interesting. Huh.
Hmm.
They're not endangered, so I wouldn't feel bad about fucking bodying one.
I guess it's not illegal.
Yeah, you're right. It's not illegal.
You're perfectly within your rights.
Apparently they divorce each other. They have complex. That's the thing about monkeys. They do have very very complex social structures.
That they do.
I mean, they already are pretty intelligent. I know there was I'm sure
compared to other animals, they definitely are.
Compared to other animals, they're actually not that intelligent. I mean, dolphins are probably smarter than they are. Dolphins
yeah,
are
true.
Insane.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, I'm sure you're aware of Coco, the speaking gorilla. There's been many studies on her, and ultimately they found that she wasn't really conscious in our way. She never had a sense.
It was more just memorizing.
It was more just memorizing. Yeah, I think it's the thing a lot of people don't realize. Like, oh, the parrot, it's talking to me. They don't understand words the same way that you do. Like when I say like fish. To you, you're like, okay, that's a word in English. Like, you think of a fish. Like, that means fish. Fishes is multiple fish. Like, you know, it's more than just word mean this. It's like, it's a definition. You know, more in depth what it is. Meanwhile, if you signed, like, fish or something to her, it's just like, oh, this sign, this sound means I get a fish. I get this treat. Like, it's not exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But fucking imagine if it understood. fucking imagine if one day Coco just decided, I'm not your monkey anymore.
Yeah, that she was a full-on gorilla. That's pretty scary.
She was a full-on gorilla.
Yeah. What about a howler monkey? Think you could take on one of those guys?
You know what?
Actually, maybe. It's a monkey. He might be a little smaller.
I don't know. Is there a difference between howling monkeys and... Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe
if
I could do one of those guys, too.
I don't know. I want to hear him sing his little song.
Yeah, I think definitely, I don't think I could take on a baboon.
They could be 3 feet long. Oh, yeah. Counting their tails. Oh, and yeah, super long tail.
Or a mandrill. Mandrills are spooky looking too.
What's that small muggy that fits in the size of your palm? You know, just crush that little guy.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's not a fair fight, though. Is it?
It's as fair as I want it to be. All this to say, monkeys are scary, dude.
Oh, yeah. Spooky.
Spooky.
Cute, though, in most cases, but spooky.
I think that's the thing that kind of freaks people. I think that's the idea of, like, Bigfoot. Like, I'm sure everybody knows about Bigfoot. This intelligent, super, super big, strong animal. Like, it's the idea of, like, oh, what if a Gigantopithecus, the largest primate to ever live, was still alive? God, man, dude. If one of those things is alive and had, like, the intelligence of a human? No way.
Oh, yeah.
No shot.
No.
Those things are what, like, 3 meters tall? I think,
yeah, something like 10 feet, maybe.
They're like, I think it was more than 10 feet.
It's basically what when you picture a Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Like, it was Bigfoot. It's crazy, when we discover them, we only discovered a few teeth, and we're like, wow, look at this thing.
Yeah.
But this
thing was big, huh?
It is a big motherfucker. We actually still have never found a full skeleton. We still mostly have...
Really?
Yeah, we still mostly have jaws.
Mm.
So we don't have the greatest idea of what they look like. It's very likely they look closer to a gorilla as opposed
orangutans.
To... Orangutans. Orangutan, yeah.
Kind probably, of like a kind of like good. A mix of both, I think.
Yeah, probably. I know genetically, I think they line up with orangutans the most. Probably one of the closest. Representations of it was probably from the new Lion, or not Lion, Jungle Book movie. King Louis Gigantopithecus. That's actually probably pretty close to what they look like. Is they weren't these standing up Bigfoot esque creatures. They were like very likely probably just like a fucking giant orangutan, which is also scary.
Scary.
They're very human eyes. I don't know if you've ever stared into the eyes of an orangutan. They're very human.
Not in person.
I went to the zoo the other day. I was like, man, there's a little man in there, ain't you? Like, you feel bad. You feel bad, man. But you also know if he wanted to, the second he got out of that cage, he could rip your fucking arms off.
That's true. That they could.
But yeah, just remember, you're living around these animals that could quite easily kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how scary the world is, and just that concept of one day. I think the thing these movies kind of play upon, is the idea of what if one day humans are no longer the top of the food chain. And I think that's
a scary
thing.
Thought.
I think it's a scary thought. And I think that's the thing that many people probably like. I think that's where the idea of monsters really comes from. Mm-hmm. Is like, God, what if there's something above us? Like zombies or werewolves or these creatures, like something preying on humans, which hasn't been the case in God, what, thousands of years? I mean, in some other places, it's more of a problem.
In other parts of the world, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, like, really?
Like, living so close to tigers and lions, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, tigers. Oh, my God, that's another thing. Like, you know, it's just fucking... It's a scary world out there, is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
Here at Salem Station Podcast.
Yes. Yeah, don't go sticking your hands in any monkey cages. Don't do that.
Don't stick anything in a monkey cage. Oh, my God. They will rip that shit off. That's theirs.
That's a better disclaimer, yeah.
Anything that is stuck into a monkey's cage immediately becomes theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that was pretty much it. Just kind of thank you for going on this journey with us. This is a thing we're going to be doing when Robert's not around, keeping up the upload schedule. Robert is currently
he'll be back,
abandoned
though.
Us. He'll be back. No worries. He abandoned us to DC.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he's not with us. so to speak, but he'll be back.
He'll be back, yeah. We're just, again, waiting for that respawn. I have the timer right next to me.
Oh, nice.
It's counting down.
Yeah.
He'll be back. Cool. He'll be back. But yeah, this has been your boy, Alex.
And I'm your co-host, Enrique.
And this has been Salem Station. Off season.
Off season.
Off season. Goodbye.
Bye.